If you have very big dreams, if you want to achieve success, you cannot do it alone. There is nothing called a lone wolf or a lone ranger. Don't do that to yourself. That is only for people who don't have big dreams. They don't want to achieve anything big. They just want something small, something local. If you are not that person, you need people. You need to be intentional about building your own pack. Wolves don't hunt alone. They don't move alone. Lions don't hunt alone, especially when their preys are very big. They don't do it alone. Recently, I saw a video where several lions were trying to kill this animal. It was very big. I can't remember the name now. The way they killed it was very organized. While some were distracting the animal, some were attacking it from behind. The bigger the dream, the more intentional you have to be about building your pack. It is not enough to build your pack. You have to build the right one. Everyone who aims to achieve success needs to pay attention to this. You need to pay attention to this episode because it will play a very big role in helping you get to where you want to get to. There are several benefits to building your own pack. Number one, there is increased motivation. When you surround yourself with people who are motivated and driven, it can inspire you to push harder even when you are down. If, for example, you dream of owning your own podcast, you want to be in top 10, you can't afford to be alone. You need to find a community of podcasters. You need to find a tribe of podcasters so that you are accountable. That is another benefit of having a pack. You are accountable. You are motivated. So whenever you are down, you see posts of people who are dropping their own episodes. And when you see things like that, you are motivated to drop your own episode. You are motivated to record your own. If you listen to the episode of someone in your community, you are motivated to drop yours. You might even get some ideas from their own content and drop yours. Now, back to accountability. You have people that can check you. You have people that can say, you have not posted any episode today. What is going on? Do you need help? You have people that are checking on you. If you are isolated, it will be very difficult for you to achieve those dreams you have come up with. Because there will always be days when we are down. There will always be days when we don't feel like acting. There will always be days when we don't feel like recording that episode. There will be days when you don't feel like shooting that video. There will be days when you don't feel like doing anything. You just want to see movies from morning till night. You just want to sleep. You just want to hang out with friends. There will be those moments. But what keeps us glued to our goals is the community we have, the people that surround us. The third benefit of having a tribe is that you have access to valuable resources and opportunities. This is very important. In fact, this is one thing that contributes largely to the success of the great people you know today. You need to pay attention to it. Aside from motivation and accountability, you have access to information that other people don't have access to. There are some things I know that I will not share with the world. There are some secrets of success that I will not share with the world, no matter how much I love them. Those secrets can only be shared with people that are close to me. It is not everything you see outside that has contributed to people's success. There is more. There is more than meets the eye. You can only get access to information like this when you are in the same tribe. So you need to make sure that you are not isolated. Let me give you an example. I run an Amazon KDP business. One time, I saw this information that was shared by someone in my tribe that said that Canva had updated their terms and conditions for using their content on Amazon. I did not know that. There was no way of knowing that. I was just doing my thing. When someone just shared that information, immediately I went to implement some things. I went to tweak some things. The person was saying that if you have uploaded content on Amazon that violates Canva's new terms and conditions, your account will be terminated. I had to quickly go on Amazon and fix those things. That information was not widely spread. Anyone doing Amazon KDP on their own would be at a risk of losing their account. That is just one example. I can go on and on with several examples. Let me give you an example. you're just doing your own thing, focusing on your grind, running your stuff, and a company releases an announcement that they are currently open for investment. You don't know. 2 years later, their stock price increases. Everyone is making a lot of money. What do you think will come to your mind? How come I didn't know? You can't know everything. This is why you need to be in a tribe. You need to be in the right tribes. You need to, if you want to be wealthy, you need to be in tribes that talk about finance. If you want to have a healthy marriage, a successful marriage, you need to be in tribes where everyone there has a successful marriage. Everyone there is working on making their marriage work. You can't say you want to have a successful marriage and you are in single tribes. No, don't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that. Because some mindsets that single people have are definitely harmful to married people. So you need to flock together with your kind. You need to spend time with your kind. You need to be with people that have access to information that you need to succeed in life. Sometimes the difference between wealth and poverty is a single piece of information that is not open to the public. It's a single piece of information that is only shared within a tribe. If you check successful people, you will see that in their circle, everyone is successful. Why do you think that is? Why do you think wealthy people don't like to move with poor people? There is nothing that poor people have to offer to wealthy people. Wealthy people want to make more money. In order to do that, they need to be in wealthy circles. I was listening to a speaker one day and he said, there are some celebrities you will never be able to meet unless you have a private jet. And because he had a private jet, he was able to meet certain celebrities. He had access to them. He could pitch his services to them. There are some celebrities you will never see unless you have certain things. So when you have those things and you want to move to the next level, you need to change your circle. You need to change where you hang out. If you aim to achieve success in life, you must find the right tribe. If you are isolated, you are as good as someone that is in the wrong tribe. In my Amazon KDP communities, there are times when I'm just down and I'm online and I see that someone in my community has made $5,000. What do you think I will do next? Or what do you think will happen to me next? I will get up, open my laptop and start working. Start writing books because I've seen something. Someone in my community just made $5,000 from one book. Someone just made $1,000 in the space of 2 days. Someone just made $10,000. Or everyone is collecting money from the sales they have made so far. And I'm not collecting anything. I'll be motivated. But if I'm isolated, I'm not around people who are making money from Amazon KDP, I'm not hearing anything, I'm not seeing the credit alerts of anybody, I will just give up quietly and I will never amount to anything great in this business. So you need to make sure that you are not isolated. Whatever it is you want to do, you want to be a software engineer, find a tribe of software engineers. Very important. They will have access to resources that you might never be able to find on your own. You can't learn everything. You can't get access to all software engineering resources yourself. There is someone that knows someone that knows someone. There is someone that has access to certain information that is not available to every software engineer. You will get access to it because you are in their tribe. The last benefit of belonging in a pack is that you get access to diverse perspectives and feedback. Your tribe members can offer different perspectives and feedback on your ideas and goals, helping you to refine and improve them. So you have an idea. In your mind, this idea is golden. It will be the next big thing. In your mind, everyone always feels like that. Everyone feels like that. You have an idea for a business and in your mind, you think that it's going to be the next Amazon or the next Apple. And then you share it with these people and they begin to point out some things and then you realize that you've made a mistake or you've made a lot of mistakes and you go back and refine. It's not like they're trying to kill your dreams. They're just showing you some gaps. I had a tech idea one time and the first thing I did was to share with an elderly man in the tech industry. I got his feedback. Then I reached out to another guy who was working in the tech industry. This guy was in marketing. I talked to him. He offered his own perspective and ideas. So when I compared everything, I realized that they were saying the same thing. So I went back to my drawing board and I refined. Now I can't wait to launch. So imagine that I had no one to talk to. It would have been on my mind and I would have lost a lot of money trying to launch. I would have learned some things on my own. But learning those things would have been very costly. I would have lost thousands of dollars. So you need to make sure that you are in a park. You need to make sure that you are in a community. Very important. Now, what qualities do you look for in potential parks? What qualities do you look for? Number one, very important, similar goals. You must have similar goals as the tribe members. If you want to achieve wealth, you need to join tribes where everyone wants to achieve wealth. If you want to have a healthy marriage, you need to join tribes where everyone has a healthy marriage or everyone is aspiring to have a healthy marriage. If you want to solve hard and big problems, you need to join a tribe where everyone there wants to solve hard and big problems. If you want to be a master Amazon KDP writer, you need to join a tribe or tribes where everyone is either a master or aspiring to be a master. If you don't share similar goals, there will be no motivation, there will be no accountability, there will be no valuable resources. You might even get valuable resources, but they will not be relevant to your goals. So they will be as good as useless. The number two quality to look out for is similar values. Do you have similar values? Are your tribe members trying to create products that will harm people? Are your tribe members trying to create something, knowing that it will not solve a problem? Yes, they want to collect money. If that is who they are, and you're not like that, you shouldn't join that tribe. It's that simple. That's what this means. So find people who have similar values as you. And that's why you see that fraudsters work together. Why? They have similar goals and similar values. Fraud is a value of theirs. They believe in defrauding people. They believe it's their right. So they move together. And that's why they succeed at defrauding people. The number three thing to look out for is a positive attitude and energy. If you are in a tribe where everyone is always negative, you will not succeed. If the economy is bad, you need tribe members who are saying, on the bright side, this is an opportunity for us. And they are pointing out to you the opportunities that are available in this bad economy. You need to be in such tribes. Tribes that show you how to succeed in crises. Tribes that show you how to make the most out of crises. You need tribes like that. You don't need a tribe where everyone is just gloomy. Everyone is predicting bad things. Everyone is talking about the negative more than they're talking about the positive. Stay away from such tribes. The last one is willingness to share knowledge and resources. If you are in a tribe and the members are not willing to share resources and knowledge, there is no point being there. If everyone is hoarding what they know, there is no point being there. You either leave or don't even bother to join. But most times, you will not see these qualities until you join. So when you join, what you should do in the first few months is to observe. Observe the people there, observe their comments, observe their ideas, observe their perspectives. Study them, study the people. What is their character like? Study everything about them before you fully commit yourself to them. Especially for those tribes that cost money. Don't commit your money to a tribe that does not align with where you are going to, that does not align with who you are, that cannot give you what you need to achieve what you want. Don't commit your resources and time to such tribes. Now, let's get to the big question, the one on your mind. How do I build my tribe? There are several ways to build your tribe, but I'm going to focus on only five. Just five. The first way to build your tribe is to attend networking events. Look for events in your field and attend them. And when you get there, make sure you network with people. Make sure you meet people. Make sure you collect their details, collect their phone numbers, their email address, their social media handles, anything that they are willing to give, collect it. When you collect it, make sure you reach out to them. Immediately you get back home, reach out to them. Let them know that you met them at this event. Connect with them on LinkedIn and add a note to your connection request. Reach out to them on Instagram, reach out to them on WhatsApp. Whatever detail they give you, reach out to them via the platform. That same day, don't procrastinate. Don't do that. I see that people make this mistake a lot. They wait till 2 days later, 3 days later, or 4 days later, and they will say that they were busy. Busy doing what? You want to get to the next level. This is very important to achieving that goal. This is a very important step to achieving that goal. So what are you busy doing? You need to reach out to them immediately you get home. Ask about their welfare. Ask if they got home safely. You don't need to go into a full-blown chat. Just something short that makes them store your details or that makes them remember you. So that when you reach out again, they won't ask, who is this? Very important. Number two, you need to join online communities. Join Facebook groups. Join Twitter communities. Make sure you add relevant people to your list. That's another way of forming your own tribe on Twitter. Add people to your list. The people who write things that are relevant to your journey, add them to your Twitter list so that you can easily see their tweets. You can easily see their content. Many of the things that we actually see on Twitter can change our lives. If your life is not changing, then you need to check the people you are following on social media. You can even subscribe on Instagram to people's content. So there are so many ways you can join online communities. So many ways. Some people even create WhatsApp groups and invite people to join. You can join people's email lists. Just find a way to be close to people that share similar goals and values as you, and they are willing to share valuable resources. Number three, find a mentor. Mentors will not just teach you, they will also open doors for you. This is why you need them. My very first speaking engagement was given to me by a mentor. The very first one. So you need a mentor. Now, don't go about asking people for mentorship. No, don't do that. There are ways to getting mentors. Maybe I'll record an episode teaching you how to get mentors. There's actually a system to doing it. Don't just go into people's DMs to ask for mentorship. They will not answer you. Don't do that. There's a system, and I will teach you in another episode. Watch out for it. So find a mentor. Number four, you need to volunteer and get involved in your industry. Who are the top people in your industry? Go to their post and engage. Engage. Reach out to them and ask to volunteer for their event. If they have any events coming up, volunteer. If they are complaining about stress or the workload they have, reach out to them and volunteer to be their personal assistant for a month. Tell them that you do it for free. That way you will gain access to them. I'm already showing you one way of getting a mentor. That is actually one way of getting a mentor. Offer value first. In fact, easiest way to get mentors is to reach out to people asking to be their personal assistants. Tell them that you work with them for free for 2 months. In 2 months, you'll be able to ask them questions, I assure you. If you are offering value, you'll be able to ask them questions. You'll get personal access to them. And once they're already exchanging messages with you and they are doing it fast, then you have the opportunity to ask them questions. So get involved in your community. When there's an event coming up in your community, reach out to the organizer and say you want to volunteer. Very important. And the last one is to use social media to connect with like-minded individuals. This is when you reach out to people via their DMs. Yes, this is not like the online communities. This one, now you are reaching out to individual people. They are not ahead of you. They are still on your level. So you reach out to them and strike up a conversation. Talk about what you do. Ask them what they do. Share ideas with them without them asking. And they'll do the same. And just like that, you can ask if they are willing to join your WhatsApp group. Tell them that you just created a WhatsApp group for accountability's sake, blah, blah, blah. And ask if they are willing to join. Tell them that it's free. Sell the idea to them. Sell the vision to them. And most times they will join. only few people will say no, because everyone wants to succeed, right? So reach out to people. Make sure you observe them first. You don't want to add deadbeats to your tribe. You want to add people who know what they want and are going for it. They are showing up daily. Those are the kind of people you want to add to your tribe. So make sure you study them before you reach out to them. In fact, if you study them before reaching out to them, you have something to start your conversation with. You can easily start with, "I love that your last post. I've been following you for a while and I see that you've been giving out value. Your third post, I acted on it and I got this and this result. Thank you very much for sharing. So how long have you been in this industry?" And just like that, a conversation has started. Just like that. It's not rocket science. It's actually very straightforward. If you have any question concerning what you have heard today, feel free to ask me. You can reach out to me via Twitter or Instagram at albertsamuel.t. And if you found this episode helpful, make sure to share with your loved ones and everyone around you. See you next time.